Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It's 77 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Tropical Storm Beryl brings life-threatening storm surge and torrential rain to South Texas, and more than 2 million in the Houston area are without power.
The storm surge at a certain point was coming dangerously close, as we had seen at least 7 feet in some parts all throughout the southeast coastal Texas communities. Right now, though, that tide receding, but the big concern, of course, is now the flooding that has been parts of Houston, and then, of course, from some of that wind damage that we're starting to see.
ABC's Melissa Adun in Port Lavaca. The West is still dealing with a dangerous and deadly heat wave. It was 128 degrees yesterday in Death Valley, California. More Democrats are calling on President Biden to end his reelection bid, but he's pushing back. He sent a lengthy letter to members of his party saying he wouldn't be running if he didn't believe he wasn't the best person to beat Donald Trump. This is ABC News. It was another deadly weekend in Chicago. At least 100 people were shot in 3 mass shootings in the city over the weekend, 4th of July holiday period.
This year, even worse than last July 4th, which saw 73 people shot and 11 lives lost. Locals say gangs are to blame, but they aren't the same as they used to be. Now they're running in smaller, more violent groups. One local neighborhood watch member saying a gang can be a block of people who don't like another block of people, adding that taunts on social media often lead to attacks.
ABC's Allison Kosick. Tesla is gearing up for a big update. The electric car maker's latest software version adds YouTube Music and Amazon Music for premium users. The update also introduces weather reports, air quality index, and new parental controls. Johns Hopkins University received a $1 billion gift from Bloomberg Philanthropies, saying most students will pay no tuition. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpsons Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 77 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly sunny skies, seasonal and a bit humid, with a 30% chance of a brief shower or thunderstorm, highs around 80. Tonight, partly cloudy with spotty showers early, maybe some fog, a low of 60. And tomorrow, breaks with sun with a 40% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms, a high of 81. Currently in Richland Center, we have southerly winds at 4 to 5 miles per hour, And after a low this morning of 67, it's 77 degrees.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center offers patients the latest technology. Here's orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Part of that technology is a ROSA robot, which is a robot-assisted knee replacement. I still perform the procedure as the surgeon. However, the robot helps me make very precise and accurate cuts. One step further is called the Smart Knee. It's a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant that provides movement data for each patient. I believe it enhances their recovery. It provides them some reassurance that, yeah, I am doing well and I'm headed in the right direction.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Attention truck drivers, Allied Ready Mix of Muscadet and Plain is hiring. They're looking for a responsible, fully certified, full-time Ready Mix truck driver. You can drive out of either the Muscadet or Plain plants, work Monday through Friday with 40 plus hours a week, enjoy competitive wages, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and paid holidays. To apply, call 608-723-3396 or visit their Facebook page. That's Allied Ready Mix at 608-723-3396. Join their team today. It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Good afternoon. It's 77 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Mississippi River is slowly beginning to come down after weeks of flooding. In La Crosse, the crest reached 14.9 feet in moderate flood stage last Tuesday. Flooding concerns along the Mississippi are now downstream in places such as Prairie du Chien, where the river is expected to crest tomorrow, prompting a flood emergency. In La Crosse County, flooding has affected boat ramps, beaches, and recreational activity on the water. The Mississippi River is expected to drop below flood stage this weekend. A river flood warning is in place through next Monday morning. U.S. Senate Democrats have canceled their meeting about their support for President Biden today. Wisconsin's Tammy Baldwin has been mum on the topic.
I'm listening carefully to what my constituents and voters have to say in Wisconsin, and certainly sharing those comments with the president's advisors.
Biden supporters came out with mixed reactions after his campaign stopped Friday in Madison. Baldwin is choosing her words carefully.
I'll be seeing and interacting with my colleagues. I'm sure we'll have lots of discussion.
Some big Democratic donors want Biden to step aside. Two former Wisconsin elected officials want to restore voter confidence in elections. Former Republican Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen spoke to WISN's Upfront. Van Hollen said elections in Wisconsin are fair because local poll workers work extremely hard to make sure of that. Former Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes said our poll workers have been faced with threats that they should not have to be dealing with, and they're volunteering and showing up because they believe in the cause of democracy. Barnes, a Democrat, has joined Van Hollen board members on the Democracy Defense Project. Wisconsin Democrats sound the alarm over Project 2025 and a second term for Donald Trump. State Party Chair Ben Wickler fired up supporters of President Joe Biden prior to Friday's rally in Madison, asking whether they're ready to stop Trump from becoming a dictator. Project 2025 is a right-wing policy blueprint spearheaded by former Trump administration officials. Governor Tony Evers urged people to find out about it. The plan from the Heritage Foundation proposes more power for the executive branch, including replacing thousands of civil service appointees with Trump loyalists. Trump claimed on his Truth Social platform last week that he knows nothing about Project 2025. Following the retirement of Administrator Gary Siftestad, the Weston School Board hired Molly Kasten to succeed him. The Weston School District Board of Education voted unanimously to hire Kasten June 17th. Molly Kasten began serving in the position July 1st. Like Siftestad, Kasten will serve in a dual role that includes the position of junior-senior high school principal. Kasten was born and raised in Richland County and is a graduate of Richland Center High School. She is no stranger to Weston. After beginning her education career in Madison, she has spent the last 9 years serving the Weston School District in one capacity or another, most recently serving as Director of Curriculum, Instruction, and Special Education. In this role, she has played a key part in several district initiatives, including organizing platforms and systems for virtual instruction during COVID-19, revamping the academic and career planning program, and implementing district-wide curriculum improvements in literacy, math, and science. Molly Kasten firmly believes that strategic planning, review of organizational structure, and role definition are key for the success of the district for years to come, both academically and financially. In her first 100 days on the job, she is planning to meet with stakeholders to evaluate and define some key areas: administrative structure, student behavior code, and identifying goals are among her first priorities to help solidify the budget and prepare for students to return for the upcoming school year. As one of many districts in Wisconsin not adequately funded by the state's funding formula, the district has been operating with referendum support for many years. Being able to identify areas for improved efficiency and targeting spending based on strategic planning will be crucial in determining needs in the next budget cycle. This work will drive the board's decisions on if referendum funding will be on the ballot in April 2025. And what that dollar amount would look like. This will be a priority for collaboration with Kasten's administration and elected school board leaders. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, Food and Nutrition Service has updated income eligibility guidelines for meals served at schools and daycare programs based on federal poverty levels. The income guidelines updated annually are effective July 1, 2024 through June 30, 2025. The guidelines apply to student eligibility for free and reduced price school meals offered through the National School Lunch and School Breakfast programs and milk offered through the Special Milk Program, along with reimbursement for meals served in child care and adult daycare centers and family child care homes participating in the Child and Adult Care Food Program. Lauren Glassbrenner serves as superintendent of the River Valley School District.
Every year, there's a household application for free and reduced price school meals. And it's a good thing for the family, and it's a good thing for the district. But what we find is, let's say 25% of the kids in River Valley apply for this and 25 get this. There's probably another 25% out there that didn't apply based on pride. I shouldn't have to ask the federal government for money. I shouldn't have to ask the state for funding. I should be able to take care of this on my own. And so they don't apply for free and reduced lunch.
The guidelines establish that students in a household of four with income of $40,560 per year or less qualify for free school meals. If a household's yearly income is between $40,560.01 and $57,720, children can receive reduced price meals.
That way your district isn't incurring that cost, and you would be able to pay less and get your kids more. And that's really what we're trying to do, is get kids what they need, because we all know the nutrition that's in their body helps their brain, and their brain helps them learn. So we're all on the same page, and we're all fighting for the same good stuff, but really consider filling out that application for free and reduced meals.
The state's participating public and private schools and daycares typically provide applications for free and reduced price school meals during registration and in the beginning weeks of the school year. Glassbrenner urges you to apply.
We'll make sure that we do some Facebook posts around this for social media as well. But just a shout out to those families when you think, well, I might not apply because I just don't think of it if it's going to apply to my family. I'd rather have you fill out the form and then have me come back and say, actually, you make too much money. I'm sorry. You know, you just won't get it this year. Continue to be aware of it. If anything slips, let us know, that kind of thing. The other thing I would say is we can do all of this very confidentially. We can do it through emails. We can do it through anything so that you don't feel like your neighbors have to know or anybody has to know about this free and reduced priced school meal application. You can fill it out online. It's available online, and we'll make sure that anybody at River Valley can see that on our social media so that you can fill that out for us.
Applications may be submitted at any time. Only one application is required per household. Gas prices rose 4.6 cents over the past week. The average today is $3.32 per gallon. This is 8.5 cents higher than a month ago, but over 2 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said the national average has nudged higher as oil prices have continued to push toward multi-month highs. While this hasn't been a huge jump, it's a reminder that hurricane season could play a role in prices in the near future. He said as we approach August and the peak of hurricane season, there's a risk of the national average surging temporarily if a major storm happens in the wrong place. Stevens Point is the latest Wisconsin city to pledge to be carbon neutral by 2050. Joining Madison, Milwaukee, and Green Bay, the Stevens Point Common Council approved the resolution, and now the city is striving toward 100% clean energy in all operations. 350 residents even signed a petition supporting the resolution as well, and several spoke in favor of it. A lot of farm workers do their jobs outside in extreme heat in the summer. The Biden administration wants to give them mandatory rest breaks, shade, and clean drinking water. Samantha Guerrero is a community organizer who says farm workers need help.
They are continuously left out of having protections and out of conversations of what are their needs and how can we better serve them and make sure that we are protecting their lives, because farm work is some of the most dangerous work on the planet. There are a lot of farm workers who are in danger of losing their lives in these extreme temperatures. And so far, we have seen no urgency to enact or create any protections.
33,000 American farm workers suffered heat-related illness and injuries, and 479 American workers died from heat exposure between 2011 and 2022. It's 78 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1217. The DNR is accepting applications for urban forestry catastrophic grants. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the Water Maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's up to 78 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:20. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for Wisconsin Urban Forestry Catastrophic Storm Grants. This round of grant funding became available through an executive order signed by Governor Tony Evers on June 28th, declaring a state of emergency due to recent severe weather events across Wisconsin. Following the governor's declaration, the DNR's Urban Forestry Grant Program will make 20% of its unallocated annual funds available to aid eligible applicants, including Wisconsin municipalities, counties, tribal governments, and 501c3 organizations. Grants range from $4,000 to $50,000 and do not require a dollar-for-dollar match. The DNR's Urban Forestry Catastrophic Storm Grant program funds tree repair, removal, or replacement within urban areas following a catastrophic storm event for which the governor has declared a state of emergency under. A catastrophic storm is defined as damage to urban forests caused by snow, ice, hail, wind, or tornado. Catastrophic storms do not include insect infestation or disease, forest fire, drought, or water saturation due to flooding. For more information and to apply, please visit the DNR's Urban Forestry Catastrophic Grants webpage. Applications are due by Tuesday, August 27th. The Kiwanis Club is hosting a pancake supper on Wednesday from 5 to 7 at the Richland Center Community Center. WRCO's Michael Hernan has more.
The Kiwanis Club is a local civic organization that helps supply kids with school supplies and other school essentials. Kiwanis Club past president Steve Coldstead explains how your participation at the Pancake Supper helps in its mission.
We host for the backpack program. You know, we've had some different names for it in the past, like flapjacks or for backpacks, that type of thing. But, you know, the thing to think about is it's a pancake supper that we raise money to actually use to support families that are in need and kids who need the school supplies in order to start the school year. And this is one of the major fundraisers that we use to support youth in our community in this way. So maybe you're a retired teacher out there, or maybe you're a grandparent who's had your kids go through the program, or, you know, maybe you're a teacher that is looking for something to do on a Wednesday night and you don't want to cook something for your family, or better yet, maybe you're a family that has used this program in the past and you're in a better position now. This is an opportunity to take some people out to eat, provide a goodwill offering, sit down and chat, because I always think when you're sitting down at a meal and you're chatting, you're learning from other people, but enjoying their company, but then you know that what I'm doing here tonight is going to really support youth in our community with their education.
You could still send donations to the Kiwanis Club if you are not able to attend the pancake supper.
Yeah, if you want to send, I can't make it to the meal, that type of thing, but I want to send a monetary amount of money. You can send it to Steve Coldstead at 686 North Cedar Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin, and just indicate in your check for the backpack program. And we'll take that and put it into the donations that we have.
The Kiwanis Club invites you to their pancake supper, with the cost being a goodwill donation.
You know, here's the opportunity to throw a few bucks in the kitty and bring as many of your closest friends. Great pancake meal with sausage, applesauce, cherries, a beverage of your choice, and sit down and have a really good time chatting with each other. And it's an all-you-can-eat. So we'll keep making pancakes. If we run out of something, we'll never run out of pancakes. We will just never run out of pancakes.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
The Muscadet Avoca Blue River Lions Club has announced its latest calendar raffle winners. Friday's winners of $50 each were Jamie Heisel of Spring Green on ticket number 738 and Vicki Myers of Muscadet on ticket number 652. Saturday's winners of $100 each were Canada Killam of Muscadet on ticket number 334 and Rhonda Hodgson of Mount Horeb on ticket number 203. Sunday's winners of $200 each were Sandy Brenninger of Oxford on ticket number 707 and Butch Venglish of Muscadet on ticket number 453. It's 78 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1225. Today's vital statistics are next.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700. Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality, custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
WRCO News Time is 1227 on this Monday afternoon, July 8th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Joanne Schmitz, age 94, died June 28th. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Oak Hooch Mountain Humane Society or St. Mary's Catholic Church or School. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center, is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Joanne Schmitz include a son, James and Susan, a daughter, Lee Moriarty, four grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. Joanne Schmitz, age 94. Bonnie Ellen Coleman, 88, of Soldiers Grove, died Saturday at Soldiers Grove Health Services. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Vositag Funeral Home in Gays Mills. Burial will follow at the Gays Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the Vositag Funeral Home Tuesday from 5 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers or plants, memorials may be directed to North Crawford Rescue or to the Community of Christ Church. Bonnie Coleman is survived by her children, Anna and John Mormon, Carol and David Perrell, and Jerry Coleman and Katrina Johnson. 10 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, and her brother-in-law, Larry Coleman. Bonnie Ellen Coleman, 88, of Soldiers Grove. Edwin E. Burton, 65, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly June 13th of a heart attack at his home. A funeral service will be held Thursday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. A veteran's final salute will be held at 9. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of your choice honoring veterans. Survivors of Edwin Burton include two sisters, Nancy and Peter Bittner of Casanova, and Cheryl Burton of Las Vegas, a brother-in-law, Gary Paff, a niece and nephew, great-nieces and nephews, and many other relatives and friends. Edwin E. Burton, 65, of Richland Center. Doris Bowl, 90, of Boscobel, died June 20th at Care and Rehab Boscobel. A memorial service and celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at Boscobel Assembly of God Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at Boscobel Assembly of God Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Doris Bowl is survived by a son, Dean and Jackie Ludke of Oshkosh, a daughter, Dorothy Esters of Boscobel, son-in-law, Jerry Esters of Boscobel, two grandsons, two brothers, Terry and Donna Ludke of Madison, and Robert Ludke of Grand Rapids, Michigan, also many friends and family. Doris Bowl, 90, of Boscobel. Stanley Arthur Hendricks, 61, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials in Stanley's name be directed to the Pine Valley Community Village Foundation. Stanley Hendricks is survived by his brothers and sisters, Sue Ann Benford, Steve Hendricks, Sam Hendricks, and Sally and Ken Oz, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Stanley Arthur Hendricks, 61, of Richland Center. Earl Maynard Clark, 90, of Woodstock, Illinois, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Saturday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Bloom City Cemetery, with military graveside rites held by the local Military Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to BLF, Bibles and Literature to the French-speaking world, or Kodiak Baptist Mission. Earl Clark is survived by his wife Mary, three daughters, Heidi and Philip Kapaniak, Sherry and Steve Sweatman, Tammy and James Rojek, his son Robert Babcock, two brothers, James and Charlotte Clark and Virgil and Linda Clark, stepdaughters, Dawn, Victor, and Richard Mills, Sally and Dennis Bellis, Marlene and Cody Dimmitt, Lisa and Paul Grossmeyer, and Peggy and Chuck Kay, stepson, Mark and Deanna Victor, 32 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, other relatives and friends. Earl Maynard Clark, 90, of Woodstock, Illinois. Christine Fingerson, 49, of Highland, died July 1st at home following a short battle with ovarian cancer. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 5 at the Luloff Peterson Houck Funeral Home in Dodgeville. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday from 3 until the time of service at 5. Chris Fingerson is survived by her father, Doug Fingerson of Highland, three siblings, Keith and Divina Fingerson of Columbus, James Fingerson of Madison, and Marcia Lowe of Highland, brother-in-law Mark Lowe of Dodgeville, five nieces and nephews, and many aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. Christine Fingerson, 49, of Highland. Carola Annetta Pat Gust, 88, of Wauwatosa and formerly of Richland Center, died Saturday at the Lutheran Home in Wauwatosa. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from 10:30 until the time of service at noon. A service will also be held Sunday, September 8th at 9:30 at Five Points Lutheran Church. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Lutheran World Relief or your local food pantry. Carola Gust is survived by her husband Walter, three daughters, Lisa and Mark Colpin, Carrie and Todd Pruitt, and Amy Simonson and Dave Carney. Eight grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, and sister-in-law Phyllis Knutson. Carola Annetta Pat Gust, 88 of Wauwatosa and formerly of Richland Center. Harold M. Hannon, 86 of Spring, Texas, died March 2nd at home. A memorial service will be held Sunday at 1:30 at the First Baptist Church in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the First Baptist Church Sunday from 12:30 until the time of service at 1:30. Harold Hannum is survived by his wife Ginger, a daughter, Heather and Bruce Hoffman, two grandchildren, a brother, Lawrence and Nancy Hannum, two sisters, Lois and Bill Dillo, and Rita and Ron Williford, sisters and brothers-in-law, Sandy Hannum, Julie Wilson, Glee and Jerry Moore, and Grace and Carl Schellenberger, many nieces, nephews, great-nieces and nephews, and many friends. Harold M. Hannum, 86, of Spring, Texas. Donald Hanko of Cazenovia died today at UW-Health University Hospital in Madison from injuries sustained in a vehicle crash. Services are pending for Donald Hanko of Cazenovia.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
Becoming a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to David and Lori Hatch and Todd and Rebecca Kleiss. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great Monday so far, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, so far today, most of the showers off to the east and north of us, stretching across the northeast half of Wisconsin. A few more occurring in portions of Illinois, especially central and southern Illinois, down into eastern Missouri. Basically, a mild and humid air mass will be stuck over the top of us the next several days, and weak disturbances coming through could kick up some sporadic showers or thunderstorms, but most of the hours should be dry. Now, the remnants of the tropical system hitting Texas today will be moving northeast and tracking right up into portions of Illinois and Indiana. As we get toward Wednesday, some very heavy rain may fall down that way, but it looks like it probably will miss us. We'll certainly keep a close eye on the situation. After that, it looks like a warm front will be approaching our area by Friday night and early Saturday, could produce a few thunderstorms, and behind that, a stretch of hotter and more humid weather expected. So the rest of today, partly sunny, seasonal, and just a bit humid. 30% chance of a brief shower or thunderstorm with highs around 80 degrees, southwest wind close to 5. Tonight, partly cloudy, spotty showers early, maybe some fog, low at 60. Tomorrow, breaks of sunshine with a 40% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms, high near 81. As we head into Wednesday, partly sunny with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, more likely in the afternoon, the high about 81 degrees. As we go for Thursday, a few patches of sunshine, still an isolated shower possible, low at 60 with a high of 82. Friday, partly cloudy and warm, low 61 with a high near 85, 30% chance of thunderstorms for late Friday nights. Saturday, a 40% chance of showers or storms in the morning, then partly cloudy, very warm and humid, lows in the mid-60s with highs in the upper 80s, and Sunday could be the hottest day of the bunch, with mostly sunny skies, low 68, high near 91. Have a nice afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a sunny 78 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 79, our low this morning was 67. Our high so far today, 79. The record high for this date was set in 1985 at 100. The record low, 43, was set in 1961. Last year's high was 81 with a low of 61. Sunset tonight will be at 8:44 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:30. Currently in Richland Center, we have south to southeast winds at 2 to 3 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.93, and we have received just a trace of precipitation early this morning. It's currently a sunny 78 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
An ethanol exec touts the benefits of biofuels today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Biofuels are the best way to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from the transport sector. So says Doug Bervin, Corporate Affairs VP for the ethanol producer POET. In a recent episode of the Farm Food Facts podcast from U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action, Bervin says other countries are boosting biofuels use to reduce both their carbon intensity and their dependence on foreign oil.
If it was just up to the markets in the United States and there were no politics being played, I would guess that ethanol would be somewhere between 20% and 30% of the U.S. fuel market, and we'd also be optimizing engines to run on it. Ethanol is such a superior fuel to gasoline. When you build cars for it, it doesn't have a competition. But ethanol is a very, very efficient, powerful fuel, and we should be using more of it.
Bervin says critics are also wrong in asserting that ethanol diverts corn from feed or food use.
We have disproved that. The bioethanol industry from corn does not deplete the world of nutrition. It enhances the world of nutrition because it creates a market, and we don't consume the corn. We just use the starch, and all that protein, fiber, and oil go back into the markets that corn is grown for in the first place, which means there is more nutrition, not less nutrition.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Good day, I'm Jared White with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn, strong defense to beat above ground pests. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. Time is running out for Congress to get a farm bill accomplished in 2024. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more from the National Cattlemen Beef Association summer business meeting in San Diego.
The head lobbyist for NCBA says he hasn't changed his opinion on the ability of Congress to get a farm bill across the finish line.
I still think we're spring of next year before we really are having an honest conversation about passing a farm bill.
Ethan Lane tells Brownfield the current political environment makes any type of progress a challenge.
The problems we're all highly aware of with those tight majorities, there just isn't going to be, I don't believe, the time on the schedule or the right political environment for that bill to move in a responsible way across the House floor, never mind whatever's going on in the Senate.
But he says the November elections could change that. From San Diego, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
An ag meteorologist says normal to above normal temperatures are expected for much of the Corn Belt in July, and the heat shouldn't cause crop damage. Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated tells Brownfield.
Most of us will be seeing temperatures probably upper 80s through the middle 90s on a regular basis once we get away from this first week of the outlook.
Lerner says northern states dealing with flooding in late June should get a break from the moisture.
We will see thunderstorms resuming, but there should be enough of a short-term period of drier and warmer weather that the situation should improve.
Lerner says nighttime temperatures are also expected to get warmer heading into August. A certified appraiser in East Central Wisconsin says two factors are driving farmland values. Jeff Jens is with Compeer Financial.
Availability and location.
He tells Brownfield land availability is tight.
If a property comes up that's close by and you've had your eye on it for a while, you're going to put all your ducks in the row and try and go after that property if it's possible.
Jens says farmland prices in his region have held steady since spiking in 2022. A technical services representative with BASF says now is the time to identify herbicide-resistant weeds. Gary Welker tells brownfield farmers struggling with weed pressure may be dealing with resistance.
Because all the easy ones don't reproduce, right? Because they're gone. The ones that survive, they're a little harder to kill, and then that's all that's left. And pretty soon, you get to the point where only the ones that were extremely difficult to kill are left. Then you have full-blown resistance.
Welker says using multiple modes of action is key.
You just got to mix and match the effective sites of action so you slow that development down. A little planning ahead would potentially help push back the time that resistance develops.
Welker says farmers can work with their agronomist or retailer to fully identify herbicide-resistant weeds in their fields. And the USDA reports the sale of more than 135,000 tons of U.S. corn to unknown destinations. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet and cash hogs are steady to sharply lower. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle business is starting the week quiet. Buyers and sellers are busy preparing for the week ahead. Bids and asking prices likely won't be revealed until later in the week, and significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the second half of the week. Direct business held off until Friday last week with Southern live deals at mostly 190, fully steady with the previous week. Northern dress trade held off until late Friday afternoon with a range of 310 to 315. Beef cutouts are higher at midday with generally light box movement. Choice is up 153 at 331.96. Select up 134 at 306.40. The choice select spread was 25.56. According to the state of Missouri's weekly cattle auction summary, a light supply of feeder steers and heifers sold with higher undertones statewide last week. Most auctions were closed for the holiday week. A few early week auctions had light receipts, and then a couple barns held holiday week specials with several load lots of yearlings. The state's feeder supply included 54% steers, and 72% of the total offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 808 pounds, brought 247 to 273. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 652 pounds, sold for 242 to 293.50. Cash hogs are steady to sharply lower at midday with very light opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Some buyers were a little more aggressive than expected last week and seemed to have near-term needs covered, but there could be some support from demand. Wholesale pork was up solidly at midday, following through on Friday's gain, one potential indication of good holiday weekend retail clearance. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $2.75 with a base range of $86 to $89 and a weighted average of $86.73. The Iowa, Minnesota, Western Corn Belt, and Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $60. Slaughter sows are steady from $54 to $60. Boars are marked at $18. Pork values were higher at midday, up $1.30 at $96.21. Bellies, ribs, picnics, and loins were higher. Hams and butts were lower. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Walsh's Ace is now your one-stop shop for all your car key needs. Whether it's making a new key, a new remote, giving your current remote a facelift, or even getting a new proximity key, Walsh's Ace can do it all. Stop in and see what they can do for you. Walsh's Ace can cut and program keys and fobs that cover approximately 92% of all cars on the road. Walsh's program keys on site and can save you up to 60% off dealership prices. Stop in to check it out at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and at Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful heart.
Hardware
folks.
Hogs are mostly lower. Soybeans, cattle, and corn are down. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans are lower today. The remnants of Tropical Storm Beryl are expected to bring rain to parts of the Delta and the eastern Midwest. Export demand continues to be slow, with Brazil holding a lot of the market share. August beans are down 20 at 11.46 and a quarter. September's 29 and three quarters lower at 10.96 and a quarter. August bean meal's down $7.90 at $3.49.30. August soybean oil's down 54 points at $49.01. Corn's lower, monitoring the rain from Beryl and temperatures across the region with the crop in the pollination phase. Unknown did buy more than 135,000 tons of mostly new crop U.S. corn this morning. September's down 19 at $3.91.5. December's 18 lower at $4.06 a bushel. And wheat's lower. U.S. hard red winter yields are better than expected, and most of the spring wheat crop, especially hard red spring, is in good shape. And the trade continues to largely ignore world weather issues. September Chicago's down 23 and three quarters at 566 and three quarters. September Kansas City's 22 and a half lower at 576 and a half. September Minneapolis is down 18 at 615 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle have turned sharply lower on technical selling ahead of this week's direct business. Last week's trade was steady. Box beef was higher at midday. August live's down 222 at 184.20. October's down 210 at 185.07. August feeders are down 220 at 259.32. And hogs are mostly lower on uncertainties about sustained domestic demand. Pork was up at midday, but that was exaggerated by a big gain in the bellies. August is up 40 at 89.57. October's down 27 at 73.20. John Perkins, Brownfield.
The rising price of beef. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The cost of beef at the grocery store has been on the rise. Berent Nelson, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says while prices are high, they aren't at record levels yet. He tells Brownfield the cattle industry has been in contraction mode for more than 5 years, and that's contributing to tighter supplies and higher costs.
When we look at choice and select, we're getting close. We're at about 323 was what the choice beef settled at, a little over 323 a quarter weight yesterday. Now the record high is around 335. So we're getting close. We're not that far off. But still overall as an aggregate, we're having, you know, records pop up here and there, but we're not quite to the top of that market yet.
So what's causing that? Nelson explains.
Packers are still chasing cattle. They're really bidding up that cash market right now. And so we see the higher prices in cash. We can see the higher price in the wholesale cutout value. So packer margins, they're making some money here. And when that happens, they're going to take advantage of that with production. They're going to produce as much as they can to keep that margin positive for as long as they can. Because if they don't, they may lose out when they hit the red light.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hass. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. President Biden with a message to fellow Democrats who want him to step aside and let someone else take on former President Trump this November.
I am not going anywhere. I wouldn't be running if I didn't absolutely believe that I am the best candidate to beat Donald Trump in 2024.
The president on MSNBC's Morning Joe. Hurricane Beryl roared ashore along the Texas coast today early on with life-threatening storm surge and torrential rain. Beryl is now a tropical storm and it's bearing down on the Houston area. It was a violent holiday weekend in Chicago with